Episode 2134, How to Live Today to Thrive Tomorrow.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy day. It's time to put your party hat on. It is Friday. Yay, you made it. Come on, be excited. I know I am looking forward to the weekend. Why? Well, because I don't have to do anything. I get to choose to do something. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, How to Live Today to Thrive Tomorrow. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, it's interesting. If you're listening to this the day it releases, which is Friday the 13th of 2020, yes, we are looking at November 13th. If you are at all superstitious, you better get your black cats. I'm just saying. But no, we're here to have a lot of fun. It's Confession Day, and that's where we let it all hang out. We're real and raw. Now, you know, here, I'm always real and raw with you. I say it like I see it. That doesn't mean that you agree with me. But it's a way for us to really talk about some issues in today. And so our focus today is on parenting. Stress and tension show up in all our lives, especially our homes. In fact, that stress and tension is known as arguments. When the bickering and hollering are louder than the conversation, we must learn how to live today to thrive tomorrow. You know, it's super easy to take a lot for granted. And that goes for our family. We think every day is going to be full of laughter, maybe a few tears, but definitely more good moments than bad. But life isn't always rainbows and unicorns. Real life happens. And there lie the messes, mountains of messes. And the thing is that the children only complicate the days. Yes, they're so cute and oh so precious. I know we have a little one. Grandson, yes, oh, he is precious. But let's be real. Kids push our buttons in more ways than one. Whether it's their constant crying, whether it's the why, mom, why? You remember that stage. Or maybe it's just the tugging all the time of, I want it my way or the highway, mom. You don't have anything to say about it. Conflict is going to happen, even in the best families. You're never going to have a perfect family, no matter what you do, because real life happens. And we've got to figure out a way to deal with the differences, to deal with the arguments, to deal with what happens when you can't seem to come together, because conflict's going to be there. When you operate from a distracted and exhausted heart, the heart runs on empty more than on full. Who really likes to argue anyway? Who thinks that yelling is the heartbeat of the home? This is the reality in many homes, and maybe even yours. Your home does not need to be the MMA fight or debate every day. And when you think about it, it's sad. And I don't want you to beat yourself up over it. If you're one who argues a lot with your spouse, I just want you to get real about it. I want you to own it. Not as in prideful, like, look at me, I know how to yell. Not that kind of own it. The own it as in, when I own something, I claim it, then that means I can do something about it. You can't change what you don't know. Think about that for a moment. You can't change what you don't know. So if you are tired of having the hollering and the bickering and the yelling and the screaming, the disagreements over and over again, you're just ready for the fighting to stop. You don't want any more of it. It's time to step it up and do life differently. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do life differently. You don't want to be known as the normal parent. Why? Because normal is not necessarily good. Normal is maybe two or three parents removed now. It's really sad that when you think about our children being raised, they're not being raised by the original parents, and original meaning not just biological, but even adoptive. Because what happens is divorce happens. And then you have the division of the family. Unfortunately, today, divisions of the family are happening all the time, and more so in our times like we are in right now with COVID-19. I really don't want to hear the statistics. It breaks my heart to hear about the death statistic. It breaks my heart to hear about those who have suffered. It breaks my heart looking at the structure of the family and its suffering. We're just not communicating anymore. We're operating under this whole idea of it's all about me. And yes, you want to be your best selfie, but it's not about being your best selfishness. There is a difference. You can't get all caught up in what you do well. The yelling, the screaming, the arguing, the controlling, the demanding. It's time to do life differently. So how can you do that? How can you begin to set a different tone in your home? Number one, stop the freak out. Just stop it. Unless there is blood or a flood, why expend unnecessary energy? Use that fuel somewhere else in your day. Now, I got to tell you, if there's something that's a blood or a flood related, like life and death, okay, maybe some freak out moments need to happen. You're not going to let your child run out into the middle of the street with 20 cars coming from both sides. I don't think so. You better be yelling and screaming. And you need to have a freak out moment. But the problem is we operate our everyday in freak out moments. Because we don't take the time to chill. We're just high strung. We want things our way, and we don't think, well, wait a minute, maybe my child actually does know something. We just think, well, I'm the adult, I should know. I'm older. That's how it was in our family, so this is how I'm going to make it in this family. This is your family. You get to decide how you want to lead your family. And one way in doing that is to stop the freak out. Number two, embrace the differences. What makes family so amazing are your differences. You don't all have to love everything or do everything together. You can learn and support each other. What makes the world go round? Each of us being unique in our own way. And that may mean some of us have a different vocabulary, the language that we use, the attitude that we bring into the home. Now, I'm not saying that you dismiss everything and there's no discipline in a household. Oh, no, and no, and no, exclamation point. We have got to learn, though, the difference of discipline and embracing differences. And I really think we know that. But the problem is this. Now, I'm calling it like it is. I'm probably going to get flooded with emails, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Parents are getting lazy. That's just how I'm calling it. We want everybody else to raise our kids. Why do you think people were so in an uproar about school? Because they don't know how to do life without school. I had 5 children before I even thought about sending them to school, and I homeschooled for years, all the way into middle school. Now, did I do everything right? No. Am I saying that if you send your kids to school that you're doing it wrong? No. What I'm saying is that we have to begin to look at how we're parenting. Are we stepping up as parents? We ask our children to step up, but are we doing it? Are we just being lazy? So when you combine freaking out all the time, then you've got stress of just being an adult, trying to pay the bills, trying to run the household, trying to go grocery shopping, for goodness sakes. And then you're like, wait, and now I've got to balance all these adorable personalities that don't go with what I think and how things should run? Yeah, you have chaos. And I know sometimes it's easy just to wash your hands of it and walk away. But that's not how we build a strong foundation within a family. You got to stop the freakouts. You got to embrace the differences. Know that, yes, they're not going to do everything the way you want them to do. They're not going to clean their room like you want them to do. You can tell them till you are purple in the face. Yeah, purple's harder to get to than blue. You can keep telling them over and over again. It's not going to look like you want it to look because they are a child. And even when your child becomes a young teen, whether that's a teen or a tween, and then they move into high school and into college, no matter what you do, they're not going to do it like you do it. Trust me, I've been there. I'm doing it. Every single one of my children, I'm like, have you not learned by now? Like, seriously, how many times do I have to show you? But no, embrace the differences. Stop the freak out. And finally, number three, speak out of love. Your mouth will sound the tones of what your heart is filled with. Think about that for a minute. Most of what we say, our attitude, how we carry ourselves, stems from the heart. Now, I'm not saying that if you yell that you don't have a good heart. I'm not saying that at all. Don't push me into one side of the extreme or another. What I'm saying is that we get too comfortable with how we speak. And sometimes we speak to our children as if we are the boss at work. Do you think that really mixes well with a family? Maybe initially. But then the kiddos get older, and what happens? They realize they have a voice too. Hence the arguments, the yelling, the demanding on all sides. That gets us nowhere. Look at our world today. Is arguing and demanding and controlling getting us anywhere? No, it's not. Speak out of love. Instead of stress and demands, speak with care and tenderness, a gentle heart. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be firm. You can have a gentle heart and you can be firm. Oh, you ask my children. Oh, they know. They know this firm mama. And when I set the ground rules, they stay. But they also respect me for that. Now, growing up, no, they were mad at me. But they didn't know any better. They're kids. They don't understand life experiences and that, oh, maybe you staying on the sidewalk is going to save your life instead of walking out in the middle of the road. I mean, come on. Some things you have to do because you are the parent. But that's the problem. Are we stepping into our role as the parent when it comes to our everyday life? When it comes to our communication? When it comes to conflict? Or are we just trying to get comfortable because we just want to get by? We're tired of fighting. We're tired of trying to make these changes. But I'm telling you, your family is worth it. Stop the freak out, embrace the differences, and speak out of love. Love heals, and your words can too. Remember, words have power. Imagine what it would feel like to go through the day without bickering, backbiting, and binge yelling. How would you feel? Maybe you wouldn't know what to do. You'd be like, am I in another world? Maybe another atmosphere? I've transported somewhere else, like, Scotty, beam me up. But maybe it would actually relax you a little bit. And I got to tell you this, it is hard to do. Making these changes takes work. And that work transforms itself and equals energy. And when you have energy, if you don't get the rest, if you don't take care of your body, you are running on fumes. And where does that get you? Fuming. Have you ever seen the cars running down the road and they've got the smoke coming out of them? Yeah, that's what happens. You got smoke coming out of your ears. And yeah, sometimes it might be funny. And at times, yes, we can laugh at ourselves. But when it becomes our everyday conversation, do you think it's gone too far? So I want you to think for just a moment. What does your house look and feel like to you when you think about the conversation in your everyday? Does it sound like you're yelling at the dog to respond to you? Are you just giving commands all the time? And you have this edge that says it's my way or the highway. And this tone is just cutting through. And at times you try to be nice, but it's this double-edged sword where, man, you say one thing, but then you do another. Or maybe when you think about the conversations in your home, maybe it is more calm. Maybe you actually have a moment to formulate your thoughts instead of just reacting all the time, you respond. Maybe there's a sense of courtesy, an extended hand, maybe open arms and a hug. This is not at all to make you feel guilty. This is to make you think. I know because I think about this stuff. Even with all the craziness that's happening in the world, when I go run my errands and I see families out together, I just watch. And there are times I'm sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, there's a better way to handle this situation. Now, understand, I'm not coming from a judgmental point of view. I'm doing it as learning, right? That's how I come to you. And I think about, okay, if I was in that situation, how would I handle it? Not that my answer's better. But I think it's important that we stretch ourselves as parents. We ask our children to be stretched. We ask them to do things and to trust us. Well, don't you think in return we should be willing to stretch ourselves so they can trust us more? I just really want us to look hard at how we're parenting. Because believe it or not, the way we parent, it goes outside of our four walls too. You see, we are so comfortable around our family that we just let it all hang out. And then we go outside of our four walls and we try to put on this mask, this facade that says, I got it all put together. Don't mess with me. But when you are under an extreme amount of stress, pressure, your buttons are pushed. And the next thing you know, you're acting like you do within your four walls. I really want you to see, are you living your life on all sides of your walls the same? Are you willing to sit there and be okay with being wrong and not sitting there going, oh, I'm going to argue till I'm purple in the face. Blue's easy to get to, but purple, oh, I got to work a little harder. Conflict doesn't have to be the stopping point in a family. Conflict can actually be a blessing. Why? Because you all get to express your own ideas, your own thoughts, right or wrong. And then it's up for discussion and it becomes a teachable moment instead of a yellable moment. Don't sit there and yell just because you can. Don't sit there and raise your voice because you like to. I know you get used to being loud sometimes. But at some point, we have to say, what is it that I need to do as a parent to care for my children? And I want to challenge you from when your children are young to when they are old and grown and they're out there adulting in the world. It goes all the way through all stages of life. We've got to learn to adapt. We've got to listen to ourselves more. Yes, we need to listen to each other, but we first have to listen to ourselves. If you don't know what you sound like, record yourself, because it's time to do life differently. All this bickering doesn't have to happen every single day. Yeah, you're going to have it. It's part of life. But every day, do you really need it happening every day? I don't think so. So start with this. Make a pledge to your heart today to do life differently. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.